This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Lincoln Wood will be in their orange uniforms with the black numerals. Sandoval in their white with the black numerals and red and black trim. As we look down on the floor, Lincoln Wood be coming left to right. Sandoval will win the tip, and they'll go from right to left. It'll be Jasmine Tarleton with the ball. She'll kick it over on the wing, get it back. Three-point shot's up, a little long, a little strong. They get their own rebound, and the return pass by Neve Andrews will not go, but she is hacked in the act, so she'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Rainwater will pick up the foul. Sophie picks up her first to the free throw line. Andrews to shoot two. First one hits the front iron, crawls over, and drops down. So the Blackhawks draw first blood. Andrews will get a second free throw. She'll eye it. She'll try it. She can't buy it. That rolls off. However, the offensive rebound by Courtney Evans is put right back in. So it turns into a backwards three-point play. Got the free throw first, then the field goal. They lead 3-0. Now the Lancers will come down and work for a three. Goes off the iron, no good. That was Cassie Krager. And away with the rebound comes Jasmine Tarleton. Back down the other way, Andrews with the ball. Swings it over on the wing, now down in the corner. Shots up by Michaela Daly. It won't go. Back the other way quickly goes Krager and the Lancers, and they immediately turn the ball over. Now the Blackhawks lose the ball out of bounds, so it'll be a turnover each way. Gives the ball back to Lincoln Wood. 3-0 is our score. Sandoval with the early lead. Inbounds pass comes into Pope. Avery will set the offense up. Over here in the corner, she has Sydney Herman, the lone senior on the team. Back out top, it'll go. Now the pass is almost deflected. Well, it is deflected, but not quite stolen. Herman's able to regain it, and then she'll pass it up top to Pope. Pope corrals that loose ball and sends it over on the wing. Shots up and no good. They're going to call a travel call on the Lancers. So that'll be two turnovers on LHS. And so Sandoval leading here 3-0. Just a minute into the game. Andrews will set up the offense as they'll have a mid-post sitting there in the lane. She never did get out of the lane. No call made. Now the ball's deflected and knocked out of bounds by Cassie Krager. And so the ball will be inbounded by the Blackhawks into Andrews it comes. She's got a long three off the back iron. No good. Fighting for the rebound. It goes back to the Blackhawks. Their shot's up. And it's no good as Michaela Daly is fouled attempting to shoot. So she will go to the free throw line. And the freshman standing in at about 5'6", she's going to pick up two free throws. She'll try the first. Can't buy the first as it rattles around and goes out. That foul went against Sophie Rainwater, so she'll have a seat with those two fouls. And Cora Stevens will enter the lineup for the Lancers. Second free throw's up. It rolls off. No good. They'll chase the rebound down. It's going to be last touch by Sandoval, so it'll be Lincoln Wood ball. They trail 3-0, 6:30 to go here in the first quarter. Lancers still looking for their first points. Avery Pope, the 5'5 freshman, brings it down. She'll swing it over on the wing. Gives it off to McClellan. McClellan's drug her foot as she was looking for a receiver. That's three turnovers on the Lancers. The ball will go back the other way. Sandoval, as you said, decked out in their white uniforms with the black lettering. Black numerals, red and black trim, look very similar to Nokomis school. They'll pass it off to Jasmine Tarleton. Tarleton will bring it back up to Andrews. She'll try to drive through the lane, lost control of the ball. Lancers come up with, down the other way they're going. It's going to be another travel call. This one on Cassie Krager, so four times now here in the first quarter. The Lancers guilty of turnovers. Last two, just a little bit too over-aggressive, not staying under control, as I might say. So now they'll set up in their 2-3 zone. It'll go to Daly, Brianna Daly, who gives the ball back to Andrews. She has it go off of her foot, out of bounds. It'll go back over to Lincolnwood. So we've had 3 points scored. We've had 6 turnovers committed here in the first couple of minutes. Coach Justin Milberg retrieves the ball, gets it to the official. Inbounds pass comes in to Pope. She'll get the pass, go inside to Stevens. She'll stop and pop off the iron, no good. Coming up with the rebound, Jasmine Tarleton. And the Blackhawks will head the other way. Andrews with a nice crossover dribble there. She eludes the defender, goes down in the corner to Michaela Daly. Daly goes to the floor. The ball goes to the floor. Now all of a sudden there's 4 hands on the ball, and the arrow will favor Lincolnwood, so that will be a turnover on Sandoval. That will be their 3rd. Haley Dom in the ballgame for Lincolnwood. She'll replace Cora Stevens over in the corner to Herman for 3. Too long, too strong. Hit the backboard, went across. The rebound comes down to Courtney Evans. Evans leaves it for Andrews. Andrews will take it down, throw it inside. Shots up and no good, but the offensive rebound by Daly, and Brianna gets the shot to drop. So twice the Sandoval Blackhawks have utilized offensive rebounds and putbacks, and they have taken a 5-0 lead. Into the post it goes to Krager. Krager loses control of it. It goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by the Lancers. So that'll be turnover number 5 on LHS. Evans will inbound to Andrews. Andrews over to Bree Daly. She gives a pass, gets a pass, dribbles off her foot, and it goes out of bounds. 4 turnovers on Sandoval. Lincolnwood at the 4-4-4 mark of quarter number 1, still trying to get on the scoreboard for the first time. They come down and lose the ball once again. That'll be turnover number 6 on the Lancers. Back the other way, Andrews has the ball. She'll kick it over on the wing to Jasmine Tarleton. Tarleton with a 15-footer off the glass, and it's good. Jasmine Tarleton with the shot that drops gives her her first 2 points of the game. Makes it 7-0 in favor of Sandoval. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a timeout, too. You're listening to WSMI. The Lancers of Lincolnwood are being shut out. 7-0 is our score as Sandoval will inbound. They'll get it over to Brianna Daly. Into the corner, she'll go to Michaela Davy. Now they'll reverse back. Shots off the iron, no good. Lancers come away with the rebound. Cassie Krager lead pass as she hits the person out in front. That person just so happened to be Avery Pope. And Avery comes up with the first points of the game for the Lancers. Makes it 7-2. Nice movement of the ball down the floor quickly. Avery, the recipient of a good pass, made the easy 2. Inside go the Blackhawks. Shots blocked. They're going to say off the hands of Sandoval, so it'll go back over to Lincolnwood. 3:32 to go, first quarter. Pass was tossed in by McClellan to Pope. Pope with a long pass. Oh, the defender saw that one coming. Jumped the route. Turnover number 7 back the other way. Goes out of bounds off the foot of, that was Courtney Evans. So turnover number 5 gives the ball back to the Lancers. He'll bring the ball across the floor. At midcourt, Cora Stevens there over on the side. Shots up, coming up short. And the rebound comes down to Jasmine Tarleton. Tarleton doing a good job on the rebounds at both ends of the floor. Now Andrews thought about a 3. Instead, she'll kick it down in the corner to Michaela Daly. Daly will give it back up top to Andrews. Andrews drives to the left and throws back to the right. Good defense by the Lancers. They are really frustrating Sandoval. They're having trouble getting the penetration inside at all as they're going around the perimeter, but having no luck at all. So Andrews fires a long 3 off the iron, no good. Tipped away. That time it was Michaela Daly who tipped it away. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touched by the Lancers, so it will be Sandoval ball. 2:36 to go in the first quarter. Sandoval 7, Lincolnwood 2. Blackhawks, or Ladyhawks as they are called sometimes, They'll inbound at the free throw line extended. Nice crowd over here on the near side has come all the way from Sandoval, and that's no short trip. Lincolnwood has a pretty good crowd as well. Shot rattles around, won't go down for Andrews. Coming up with the rebound is Cassie Krager. Again, she's trying to lead the pass down the floor. She'll go to inside. The pass is deflected out of bounds, and there once again is Courtney Evans with some good defense as she batted that ball out of bounds. It'll be Lancer ball under their own basket. Reagan Rawlinson will come into the Blackhawk lineup. She'll replace Brianna Daly. And also coming into the game is Megan Parson, as Parson will replace Tarleton in the lineup. The Lancers will inbound. The pass comes in over here in the corner to Herman. Her shot from the baseline will not go. Fighting for the rebound. It was recovered by the Blackhawks, but as they threw the ball down the floor, it went out of bounds. So it'll be Lancers' ball with 2:10 to go. They trail 7-2 here in the first game of the Nokomis Regional Tournament. Winner gets Centuria Christ R. Rock on Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. Loser season will be over. Jump ball is called, and arrow favors Sandoval, so that will be a turnover on Lincolnwood, their eighth. Committed eight turnovers, scored 2 points, not a good combination. They are hustling on the defense, though, from corner to corner all over the place. Sandoval's satisfied to take some threes. This shot will not go, but they are deflecting the rebound out of bounds, saying last touched by Lincolnwood. So with 1:49 to go here in the first quarter, Sandoval, leading 7-2, will inbound in the corner. Parson is the trigger person, gets it into Andrews. She tries to pass it inside with some good defense there by Pope. Ball goes right back to Andrews, and Nevaeh makes the shot. That's her first field goal to go along with one free throw. She has 3 points. It's a 9-2 Sandoval lead. Looking to go inside. Blackhawks doing a good job of shutting down the middle with their zone defense. Now the Lancers try to go around the corner and around the perimeter. They'll pass it off to Dom. Her three-point shot off the rim, no good. Fighting for the rebound, Michaela Daly comes away with it. Back the other way go the Lady Hawks. Andrews with the ball, swings it over on the wing to Parson. Parson goes back to the other side to Michaela Daly. Daly's shot's no good. She gets her own rebound and puts it back up and good. So Daly gets her first 2 points of the game. That's Michaela, the 5'6 freshman. Makes it 11-2 as we head to the final minute of the first quarter. Over on the wing, three-pointer shot is up and no good. That was Sydney Herman trying it. Lancers get the rebound. Oh, the ball hit the rim, bounced off, hit the backboard, bounced around, went spinning around the rim and finally kicked out. Can't get much more unlucky than that. So with 25 seconds to go, the ball comes in to Rawlinson. Over in the corner, it goes to Michaela Daly, and Daly's caught fire here in the last couple of minutes. She has 4 points, makes it 13-2, Sandoval. Back the other way, passes too high into the corner. Turnover number 9 on the Lancers. And now Natalie Knox is coming into the ball game for Sandoval. She'll replace Michaela Daly, who gets a well-deserved rest after coming up with 4 points here in the last couple of minutes. 12 seconds to go. Lancers looking for the last shot. Cora Stevens, the sophomore, has the ball. She'll swing it over on the wing. Shots up. No, they didn't take the shot up. They faked the shot, tried to dribble, and turned the ball over as the feet were moving before the ball struck the floor. 10 turnovers on the Lancers. It's 13-2 Sandoval. 6 turnovers on Sandoval. Shots up on the buzzer. It is no good. And so the Lancers go back to their huddle, and the Blackhawks go back to their huddle. And after one quarter of play, it is Sandoval 13, Lincolnwood 2. Back with second quarter action after these messages on WSMI. Sandoval to the tune of 13-2. Lincolnwood will get the ball to start the second quarter. Avery Pope with the ball. They'll go into the post. That's Cassie Krager. She'll swing it out on the wing. Shots up from the head of the key. No good. Coming up with the rebound is Megan Parson. for the Lady Hawks, who head the other way. They'll try to go into the post. It is thrown away for the Blackhawks. Their seventh turnover, back the other way. The Lancers come up with a putback, and the basket goes to Cassie Krager, as Krager picks up her first points of the game. That makes it 13-4. Back the other way, shot is up and good by Reagan Rawlinson, as Rawlinson once again gets an offensive rebound and a putback. So each team has scored two, makes it 15-4. Sam Doble still with the lead. Timeout on the floor with 7:17 to go till halftime. You're listening to WSMI. Here we have Lincoln Wood and Sam Doble doing battle in the Nokomis Regional Class 1A. Tomorrow, we'll turn our attention to the girls in Gillespie Regional, depending on how the Staunton-Vandalia game turns out and how the Gillespie-Roxana games turn out tonight. Check Spotlight on Sports at 7:30 in the morning to have our schedule for tomorrow. We do know that we will have a boys' game for you tomorrow night, Gillespie at Litchfield. That time is to be determined according to how the girls' regionals play out. But as I said, tune in to Spotlight on Sports at 7:30 in the morning, and they'll keep you updated as to what our schedule is. Lancers with the ball following the timeout. They try to get the ball in and out to the corner. Shots up and good. Outstanding move there, as it was an inside-outside. And the senior, Sydney Harmon, comes up with the bucket. Makes it 15-7. So Harmon that time got a three on it. Shot the other way. Will not go. The offensive rebound once again. Knox puts it in. That's the fourth basket that they've gotten off the offensive rebound. Harmon got a three on that long shot she took just a moment ago. That makes it 17-7 now, as the Lancers trying to work the ball around the perimeter. Pope on the dribble. She'll skip pass over in the corner to Haley Dom. Her shot's a little offline. And the Blackhawks come up with the rebound. It will be Andrews taking it down on the dribble. She'll zigzag left, then right, then back left again. Then she'll give it up to Reagan Rawlinson. Rawlinson leaves it for Megan Robinson. So Reagan to Megan, and the three-point shot's up, and no good. They'll fight for the rebound, and it's going to go out on Sandoval. Cassie Krager was down there for the Lancers, but it was last touched by the white-clad Sandoval Blackhawks. So with 5:55 showing on the second quarter clock, trailing by 10, Lincolnwood will bring the ball down. Winner gets Centralia Christar Rock, the top seed in the regional here tomorrow night. As the Lancers drive to the basket, going to be the first foul of the game called against Sandoval, and it's going to go against Carmen Wilderman, as she'll pick up foul number one, team foul number one. Lancers inbound, and the pass is deflected and stolen by Wilderman, so she may have committed the foul, but she got the ball back. Back the other way, it is a travel call as the Blackhawks get a little hurry going to the basket. They'll travel. That was Wilderman on the travel. Back come the Lancers. They'll lose the ball, and now they're going to be on the floor. Oh, nice job there of recovering. They get it off. That was Cassie Krager who fought to get that ball. Three-point shots up, and no good. This time it was Maggie McClellan trying her luck. Shot would not fall. Back the other way go the Blackhawks. Over on the wing it goes to Parson. Parson leaves it for Andrews. Andrews trying to work over on the right side. Nothing open there, so she'll come to the left side. Dishes it off to Rawlinson, who tries to throw it in the corner. Receiver wasn't ready. Turnover number 9 on SHS. Sandoval Blackhawks with a 5-15 record on the season. Set up their defense now as the Lancers look to go inside. Instead, they'll have to pass it around the perimeter. Pope has a shot from the free throw line. It's partially blocked, and the Blackhawks come away with it. Long pass to the person who's at ahead of the crowd. Her shot's up. That's Rawlinson, who gets the shot to drop, and she was hacked in the act, so she'll go to the free throw line to attempt to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Pope is going to get called for the foul on Avery. That'll be her first. That'll be third team foul on the Lancers. To the free throw line, Reagan Rawlinson, 5'7" freshman. Eyes it, tries it. She can't buy it. However, hustling for the rebound was Wilderman. She comes up with it, and the Blackhawks maintain possession. Off it goes, and back inside, they will go to Wilderman. Her shot won't go. Rebounds up and no good, as it was Natalie Knox who had the rebound. As she tries to put the shot back up, she was fouled. I think that may have been called against Knox, and that will be Natalie's first, team's second. And so the Lancers catch a break there at 4:32, trailing 19-7. They'll bring the ball down. Avery Pope dishes it off to Maggie McClellan. Into the corner, it'll go to Haley Dom. Dom with a bounce pass into the lane. It's deflected, and jump ball. Arrow's going to favor Sandoval. So that'll go down as the 12th turnover of the game. Trying to force the ball into the low post there. She just didn't have much of an opening. Jump ball gives the ball back to the Blackhawks as we approach the halfway mark of quarter number two. They'll take it down in the corner to Trista Moore, just into the game for the Blackhawks. She'll try to go low post to Carmen Wilderman. Pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. It'll still be Sandoval ball. Parson will inbound underneath her own basket. They'll set a stack up top, looking for cutters to the basket. Now they'll give it off to Rollinson. Rollinson goes up top. She'll dish it off to Moore. Trista dribbles from right to left and gives it off to Brianna Daly. Daly off to Parson. Parson back up top for the three. It's long and strong, will not go. As retrieved there by, well, I thought it was Maggie McClellan, but they're going to say as she got the ball, she stepped on the sideline. So they had control and turned it over. 13 turnovers on the Lancers here in the first half. Brianna Daly gets the ball into Wilderman. Wilderman's going to swing it off top and back the other way. Go the Lancers. They'll turn it over again. And a shot is up and good for 3 points as Trista Moore gets bottom of the net. That's her first points of the game, first tray of the day for Sandoval, as they are now up 22-7. Oh, nice pass to a cutter going into the lane, but the shot will not fall, as that time it was Haley Dom who had the ball. Could not get the shot to drop, and then they're saying that she turned the ball over. Coach Milberg's a little mystified. He thought the other team had the ball. Okay. In any event, Jasmine Simpson comes into the game. She's a 5'4 freshman for Sandoval. They'll bring the ball down and go inside to Wilderman. She's at the blocks over on the left side. Shot's not there, so she'll swing it back out top. They'll reverse it, get the ball over to Simpson. Simpson has the shot deflected, but she is able to regain control. They'll give it off to Wilderman at the high post. She's in the lane, dishes it off. Now the other side is Daly, goes down the right side of the lane. Her shot rolls off the rim. She gets her own rebound, however, when she tries to pass it out. It goes out of bounds. Turnover number 10 on Sandoval. They have 10 turnovers, but they have 22 points and lead by 15. 22-7, Vandal Sandoval with the lead. Lincolnwood with the ball. 2:30 to go till halftime as Pope brings the ball down the floor. She has McClellan over on a wing. She'll go into the post to Krager. Krager has it go off of her leg as she tried to dribble it down. That'll be turnover number 15 on LHS. And the ball will go back over. Substitution coming into the game. Cora Stevens is going to replace Cassie Krager. Stevens, a 5'10 sophomore, coming back into the game. Saw her play the other night. Very aggressive young lady. She really gets after it in there. Works hard all the time at both ends of the floor. She's in there in the middle of that zone. She wants to get out and get on some defense here and see if she can get a steal. Pat, the ball comes inside. She stops it. They'll go back out and shoot inside a three. It'll be a two-pointer for Trista Moore as she's just inside the three-point line. A good inside-outside pass. Makes it 24-7. Sandoval with the lead. Lincolnwood with the ball. They'll go inside to Stevens. Stevens is double-teamed, so she'll kick it outside to Herman. Herman tries to skip the pass across. It's going to be deflected out of bounds, last touch by Sandoval. So with 1:37 to go in the first half, Lincolnwood will get the ball back. They're trailing by 17. 24-7 is our score as Cassie Krager comes back in the lineup. Sydney Herman will get a well-deserved rest. Pope with the ball between the circles. Dishes it off over on the left side, McClellan. She gets the ball back. Looks to go into the corner, and it goes right through Krager's legs. Turnover number 16. The bounce pass just didn't come up like Krager thought it was going to. And now Jasmine Tarleton will re-enter the lineup for Sandoval as she will replace Brianna Daly. Tarleton, solid 5'7 senior. On the point now is Rawlinson. As she passes it over on the wing, going to be a turnover as Simpson was moving her feet before she was putting the ball to the floor. 11 turnovers on Sandoval. We got 80 seconds to go here in the first half. 24-7 is the Sandoval lead. It'll come in to McClellan. McClellan gives it to Stevens. Back to McClellan. Off the glass. No good. Stevens fights for the rebound. She got it. Put it back up. It would not go. Fighting for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Lincolnwood. So with 1:06 to go in the half, trailing 24-7, Lincolnwood's going to go with some full court pressure here in the final minute. It'll come in to Tarleton. Tarleton's being guarded there by Stevens. As she tries to pass the ball, almost went out of bounds. It did go out of bounds, so the pressure defense worked for the Lancers, causing the 12th turnover of the half for Sandoval. So let's see if they can turn that good defense into some productive offense here as the Lancers will bring the ball down, swing it over on the wing to McClellan, into the corner, shots up from three, bottom of the net, as that was Haley Dom, who drained a three from the baseline over on the left side, giving her first 3 points of the game. Now as they go the other way, foul going to be called. This will go against Haley Dom, as she was so anxious to get that ball back. She reached in and got caught with her hand in the cookie jar. Trista Moore will inbound. She'll get it in to Rawlinson, and Rawlinson put both hands on the ball at one time. Turnover number 13 gives the ball back to Lincolnwood. The Lancers, with 35 seconds to go, will bring the ball down. Pope on the dribble, the 5'5 freshman, looking inside. She'll swing it over to the other side to McClellan. Back to Pope. Now over to the hot shooter there is Dom. Baseline up and good. Dom that time had the defender come out on her because she just hit a three. So she simply dribbled right around her to the baseline. Makes it 24-12 as Dom has come up with 5 quick points. Now a steal. Stevens shots up off the glass and good. Cora Stevens as the Lancers putting on a flurry here in the final few seconds of the first half. Her shot's good. The Blackhawks cannot get another shot off, and so we will go to halftime as the Lancers, who scored only 2 points in the first half, come up with 12 points in the second half. They have 14 points here at halftime. They trailed 13-2 after one quarter. It's 24-10. Sandoval with the lead. Halftime here at Nokomis High School. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to WSMI. We have had two outstanding games, and we're working on our third one here. Game one, Litchfield and Pittsfield did battle at the Carlinville Regional, Class 2A. Game number two saw Hillsboro and North Mac do battle in the Carlinville Regional. And here in Game 3, Lincolnwood, with a flurry at the end of the second quarter, have made this a little bit more interesting as they take on the Sandoval Blackhawks in the final couple of minutes. Haley Dom with a 3 and a 2. Cora Stevens with a steal, a rebound, and a 2. They scored 7 quick points in the final minutes and turned what looked like a 24-7 blowout into a more respectable 24-14 deficit here at halftime. Looking at the scoring, first of all, for the Lancers of Lincolnwood, Haley Dom, the 5'5 freshman, has 5 points, all of those coming in that second quarter flurry. Then it's 3 points for Sydney Herman, the only senior. And then it's 2 points for Avery Pope, 2 points for Cassie Krager, and 2 points for Cora Stevens. Quarters of 2 and 12, the Lincolnwood Lancers for the half have not yet shot a free throw in the entire first half. They have committed 16 turnovers. They trail this one 24-14 at halftime. As we look at Sandoval, Lincolnwood had 5 different players score. Sandoval had 8 different people scoring here in the first half. They're led by Trista Moore, the 5'6 freshman, who came up with a 3 and a 2 in the second quarter. She has 5 points to lead the way. Reagan Rawlinson came in that second quarter and picked up 4 points. Then it's 3 points for Neve Andrews, and then 4 points for Michaela Daly, 2 points each for Jasmine Tarleton, Brianna Daly, Courtney Evans, and Natalie Knox. Quarters of 13 and 11, the Blackhawks are 1-for-5 from the free throw line. They have committed 13 turnovers in the first half, but the important score as far as they're concerned, the number 7-seeded Sandoval Blackhawks leading the number 11-seeded Lincolnwood Lancers 24-14 here at halftime. We come back, third quarter action will be coming your way on WSMI. Wednesday at 7:30, we'll be back here to bring you the call of Hardin-Calhoun, the number 3 seed, and Nokomis, the number 5 seed in this regional. So we do know we'll be coming back here on Wednesday night for one game or two. We shall see, but at least we know we'll be bringing you Nokomis on Wednesday night. Also on Wednesday night, we will have Carlinville taking on the Hillsboro North MAC winner. That the game will come your way live as the semifinal of the Carlinville 2A regional. We'll follow that up with the 1A regional, Nokomis and Calhoun. Both teams are on the floor. Lincolnwood might have wished they didn't take a break at halftime because they came on with a flurry at the end of the third quarter, or at the end of the second quarter, excuse me. So they scored 7 points right there at the end to trim this deficit to 10. They'll get the ball to start the second half. Shots up from the corner is no good. That time as it was deep in the corner by Sydney Herman. Her shot won't go. They come down the other way, and a foul going to be called. This will go against Maggie McClellan. McClellan commits the foul on the floor. No shooting action taking place. And so Sandoval will bring the ball in to Brianna Daly. Off to Andrews as she drives to the basket. She's going to be fouled by Cassie Krager. So quickly, the Lancers have picked up 2 quick fouls here in 25 seconds. It'll send Andrews to the free throw line. She was 1-for-2 from there way back in the first quarter. Sitting on 3 points looking for 4. She'll eye it. She'll try it. She'll buy it. Nice form there. Didn't even touch the rim. Straight to and through the net. Andrews with her next free throw. She'll eye it again. Try it again. She'll buy it again. That one not quite as picturesque as it hit the front of the iron, hit the back of the iron, kissed off the glass, and then decided to drop on through. Give her 5 points on the game. Give the Lancers another turnover as they were shuffling those feet before they get the ball down on the dribble. So with 7:29 to go, Sandoval leading 26-14. We'll bring it back down. On the dribble is Andrews. She'll now go inside to Evans. Evans' shot is partially blocked and then stolen away there by Krager. Oh, Krager's got the lead man, and she led her a little bit too much. McClellan couldn't get stopped in time. What looked like a breakaway layup turned into turnover number 18. Back the other way comes Sandoval. They'll get the ball in to Daly. Daly will bring it down on a dribble and then leave it for Andrews. Andrews looking inside. She'll dish it off instead to Tarleton. Tarleton wants to use a little forearm shiver there to create some space and drive to the right side. That closes down, so she'll give it up to Michaela Daly. Daly off to Andrews. Andrews finds an opening on the baseline. Reverse layup, and it's good. That, for Andrews, perhaps her best move of the day. She has 4 in the quarter, 7 points in the game. Don't look now, but Sandoval has opened that lead back up to 14. They have the Lancers doubled 28-14 as we played a minute and a half. Ball is poked away but able to come up with it is Pope. And then as Pope tries to pass, she drug that pivot foot for yet another turnover. Taking care of the ball is one of the important issues that the Lancers are going to have to work on in the offseason. Got to be strong with the ball, as they say, and keep that pivot foot planted. Ooh, behind the back dribble by Andrews. Gets her open for just a second, but then coming up with a recovery is the Lancers' McClellan. Now going in, they'll have a jump ball. Arrow will favor Sandoval. So they will inbound, and it'll be triggered in by Courtney Evans. Evans underneath her own basket, looking all the way up top. Long three comes up short. And it'll go back over to the Lancers. Don't like to use the word air ball, but that's what it was. In any event, the Lancers get the ball. And it'll be Pope forcing the ball inbounds or inside to Sophie Rainwater. Rainwater loses control. Had it taken away, then she got it back. Now she has it taken away again. Back the other way, way ahead of everybody is Courtney Evans. Her shot is blocked. She gets the rebound and puts it back in. But Sydney Herman with some very good defense there, as the shot is going to be credited to Courtney Evans with her fourth point of the game. Makes it 30-14. Once again, as the Lancers try to get the ball inside, there's a lot of traffic in there. They'll pull it back out for a three-point shot off the front iron. No good. Courtney Evans comes away with the rebound for Sandoval. She'll give it off to Andrews. Oh, Andrews with a little Euro step. Gets through the defense, misses a shot, gets her own rebound. They're fighting for it on the floor. And there's Courtney Evans on her knees, got that ball. And then they're going to say, in fighting for the ball, she commits the foul. So Evans will get the call. It'll be her first foul. Yes. Coming into the game is Cora Stevens. She was so anxious to come in. She was running around the referee just as he was turning the other way. The collision, she pats him on the back and says, I'm sorry. He just smiles and says, I'll get out of your way next time. So Stevens is into the game as the Lancers take the ball down the floor. They're looking for a three. Oh, it's wide open, but she passes it up to Sydney Herman. They'll instead go inside to Stevens. Stevens caught in the lane. She'll kick it back out for three off the iron. No good. Fighting for the rebound. Up and no good by Krager as she was falling backwards. I don't know how she ever got that shot up, but a good effort there. Now down at the other end, the shot's missed. Coming up with the rebound is Michaela Daly. They're on the floor, and as Daly tries to get up, she was trying to pass and get up at the same time. Problem was she got up before she got the pass off. That'll be turnover number 19. As for Lincolnwood, Sydney Herman's going to get a break, as Haley Dom, the 5'5 freshman, will replace her in the lineup. Just about to the halfway mark of quarter number three, Sandoval with a 30-14 lead. They'll swing it over to Pope. Pope will pass it across to McClellan. McClellan for a three-point shot in the corner for Dom. It will not go. Fighting for the rebound. Lancers have it, but they're swarmed over, and they're going to call a jump ball. As Coach Milberg was trying to call timeout, but they said you didn't have control of the ball enough to have it. And so it will be Megan Parson coming into the lineup, as well as Natalie Knox for the Blackhawks. Inbounds pass comes into the corner for three. Bottom of the net. Haley Dom with her second tray of the day gives her 8 points, makes it 30-17. Halfway through quarter number three. Andrews on the dribble, has her pocket picked. She gets the ball back, however. Now she'll try to skip pass across. It won't go. It's deflected but saved by Sandoval. Pass comes out to the wing and a shot up and good by Natalie Knox. As Knox gets her second bucket of the game, give her four, make it 32-17. Back around the horn, they'll go to McClellan. Shots up and good. It's bottom of the net. For Haley Dom, she had 5 points there late in the second quarter. She has 6 points here in the third quarter. Three-point attempt by Andrews is bottom of the net. That's the second tray of the game for the Blackhawks. That's 7 points in the quarter for Andrews. Gives her 10 points for the game. get the ball back to Dom. Let her get another three if she can. Shots up and no good. Fighting for the rebound. It is Stevens who out-hustles everybody. Gives the ball into the corner. And as the player is trapped there, that was Haley Dom. Coach Milberg wisely calls a quick timeout. 2:56 to go, quarter number three. 35-20, Sandoval with the lead. As we are at the Nokomis Regional, it is quarterfinal action. The winner gets Centralia Christ Our Rock Lutheran. 2:56 to go, third quarter. Sandoval 35, Lincolnwood 20. We'll take a break and be back after these messages on WSMI. This is their fourth turnover of the third quarter, so they're starting to take a little bit better care of the ball. Megan Parson with the ball, and she's going to be fouled in the backcourt. And this foul is going to go against Cora Stevens. Stevens picks up her first foul. Well, that aggressive defense, you're going to get caught every once in a while. Now, coming back the other way, it's going to be Maggie McClellan who's going to get caught with a reach in. So McClellan is going to pick up her second foul here in the third quarter, second foul of the game, with 2:35 to go. 35-20 is the Sandoval lead. Inbounds pass will come in to Natalie Knox. Knox goes inside to Daly. Michaela's shot comes off the iron. She fights for the rebound and flips it out of bounds. Michaela Daly, a 5'6 freshman. She looks like she is probably going to grow some. She's just got that lanky look about her. Stevens with the ball. Has it deflected away. Now a foul going to be called against Michaela Daly as she got caught with a hand in the cookie jar as the Lancers' Cassie Krager is headed to the basket. Now she'll head to the free throw line. She'll shoot two. 2:16 to go, quarter number three, 35-20 is the Sandoval lead. The winner gets Centralia Christ Our Rock Lutheran Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. The loser's season will be finished. First free throw by Krager comes up short. McClellan will leave the lineup, and Sydney Herman, the senior, will re-enter. Second free throw's up, off the iron, no good. Stevens fighting for the rebound. They'll call a jump ball, but tell you what, Stevens had control of that ball. It just so happened that Daly had an arm hooked in there. She's lucky she didn't lose that arm. Alternate possession will give the ball to Sandoval, but before they'll take the ball out of bounds, they'll take a timeout. 2:14 to go here in the third quarter, 35-20, Sandoval with the lead. They'll have the ball when we come back on WSMI. We're going to have a warning given to Lincolnwood as they were a little bit too aggressive on the defense reaching over the end line, and the referee says, no, 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 don't do that. And so they'll try it again. Inbounds pass comes in to Andrews. Andrews dribbles across midcourt, tries to throw the lead pass for Daly. It goes over her head and out of bounds. Turnover number 15 on Sandoval. They had 13 turnovers at halftime, so they have committed only two here in the second half. Lincolnwood has committed but four, so a much better played game as far as taking care of the ball by both teams here in the third quarter. And just as I say that, it's going to be one of those rocker steps, change your pivot foot. It'll go down as a turnover on Haley Dom and the Lancers. So with 2:02 to go here in the third quarter, these are the kind of turnovers that you've just got to eliminate, the unforced errors. And things will get a lot better for this Lincolnwood team. As I've seen them a couple, three times this year, and I'll tell you what, I've seen a lot of improvement from early to late. And it is a young team. As we said, Sydney Herman is the only senior to graduate. Shot is up and good by Michaela Daly as she gets the ball inside, puts it off the glass. And now back the other way go the Lancers, now trailing 37-20. They'll try to force the ball into Stevens. She's triple team. She goes right through the triple team. And as she tries to pass it off, she gets slapped on the wrist. Who got caught with her hand in the cookie jar? Are you going to call Daly on that? Michaela Daly will pick up her second. Lance was inbound, and Daly deflects that pass out of bounds. I'm telling you, this gal is all arms and legs, Michaela Daly. She's listed about 5'7", I believe, but she may be a little bit taller than that. Inbounds pass comes in to Pope. Avery with the ball, dribbles over to the left side, then kicks the ball off to Dom. Haley gives the ball off to Cassie Krager. Krager's shot won't go, but there's Stevens coming up with yet another rebound. And I'm going to call a jump ball as the Blackhawks reached in, double-teamed her. Arrow favors Lincolnwood, so they'll inbound under their own basket as Krager will do the honors. She'll get the ball into Pope. Oh, Pope passed up a wide-open shot. Had some people over here in the crowd who were hollering for her to shoot, and I was kind of hoping she would too. Instead, they'll go inside. Will Dom, as she tries to hook pass, it almost went into the hands of the Blackhawks, but they lost control of it. It goes out of bounds, so nothing ventured, nothing gained. 1 minute to go, third quarter. Krager will inbound on the baseline. She'll get the ball into Stevens. Stevens will take two dribbles, go to the basket. Her shot's blocked. Back the other way will go the Blackhawks. Inside goes Andrews as she slices and dices and gets that shot to drop. Neva Andrews putting together an outstanding third quarter as she now has 9 points in the quarter, 12 points for the game. She is the leading scorer by far. Now the Lancers going the other way. Off the glass, will not go. Outstanding drive by Cassie Krager, but she just simply couldn't finish it off over on the right side of the backboard. Ball's deflected out of bounds. It'll still be Lancer's ball. Inside 30 seconds we go, quarter number three. Looking to get the ball inside. And a foul going to be called against the Blackhawks. A little too aggressive on the defense. It's going to be Natalie Knox picking up her second. It'll be the fourth team foul. They'll get it into Stevens. Her shot's off the glass. No, will not go. Fighting for the rebound is Cassie Krager. Jump ball is going to favor Sandoval. So with 23.9 seconds to go here in the third quarter, Sandoval will get the ball. Facing full court pressure, they're in an inbounds play. I thought they were thinking they were going the wrong way, but Andrews gets the ball, and she decides to dribble down to the correct basket. She'll dish it off to Parson. Parson stop and pop from 12. It will not go. Stevens comes up with a rebound. And she's going to be tied up by Parsons. And the arrow this time will favor Lincolnwood. 8.9 seconds to go, third quarter. Dom will throw the ball in to Pope. Pope to the head of the key, passes over on the wing, shots up, comes up short, rebound goes out of bounds. Third quarter comes to an end. Sandoval 39, Lincolnwood 20. Fourth quarter action coming your way when we come back on WSMI. Fourth quarter action will begin with Sandoval getting the ball first. Andrews, as she drives, is going to be fouled by Maggie McClellan. Maggie's going to pick up her third. It will be Sandoval ball out underneath their own basket. Try to get the ball inside to Knox. Her shot off the glass, no good, but yet another offensive rebound for Sandoval. Second shot will not go, and now they're going to call another jump ball, and this time the arrow will favor the Lancers. Good sportsmanship there as Natalie Knox helped Sophie Rainwater up. And now the Lancers will take the ball and work down the other end. Oh, nice pass into the inside. Shots up and blocked, but a good play there as Krager worked across the lane, got open, but as she tried to get the shot up, good defensive play there by Courtney Evans. Inbounds comes into the Lancers. Oh, point-blank shot, just would not fall. Jump ball on the ensuing rebound, and this time the arrow will favor Sandoval. 30 seconds into the fourth quarter, 39-20. It is a 19-point lead as Reagan Rawlinson comes down on the dribble. She'll give it off to Andrews. Andrews' layup is no good, fighting for the rebound. It's going to be a jump ball as Sophie Rainwater did the outstanding job there of reaching in, get a piece of that ball. the jump ball will favor, the arrow favors the Lancers. So they will inbound with 7:17 to go. Oh, good bounce pass into the lane. Can't get hold of it, however, is Sophie Rainwater. She loses control. Loose ball on the floor. They're still fighting for it. Andrews somehow or another comes up with it from behind. It's going to be a foul called on Maggie McClellan. She did a good job of making sure that Andrews' shot did not get up. But Andrews is going to go to the free throw line for the third time tonight. Andrews leading the scoring for Sandoval. She has 12 points. She'll shoot two here. She's 3 for 4 from the charity stripe already tonight. She'll eye the first. She'll try the first. She'll buy the first. It is a good-looking free throw. Very concise to the point. And something was said by a teammate to cause her to have a big smile on her face. That's the way. Be relaxed. Have fun out here. As she gets ready to eye the second one, try the second one, she'll buy the second one. So that puts her at 5 for 6 from the charity stripe. She now has 14 points on the game. And as we approach the 7-minute mark of the fourth quarter, it is a 41-20 lead for Sandoval. They'll go to the post, but every time that Rainwater goes to get the ball, she drops to her knee, and that doesn't do any good for an offensive effort there as she has to try to kick the ball out. Now as they're going to the basket, Krager is going to be fouled on the floor. Blocking foul. We'll call that against Courtney Evans. Evans will pick up her second. That's the 15th foul against Sandoval. So with 6:47 to go, Lancers will inbound. They'll get the ball into, well, it was deflected, and then a double dribble as that time Avery Pope wasn't sure she had control of the ball. She grabbed a second hand to get control of it, and then she proceeded to dribble another time. That'll be turnover number 22 on the Lancers. So they have 20 points and 22 turnovers on the night. 41 points for Sandoval. They have committed 15 turnovers. Back up top to Knox. Knox tries to throw it down low to Courtney Evans. It goes off of her hands and out of bounds. Turnover number 16 on SHS. The Sandoval Blackhawks looking to see if they can pick up win number 6 on the season. Their reward, they get to play the top-seeded team in this regional, Centralia Christ Our Rock Lutheran, Wednesday night at 6. The Lancers have the ball loose on the floor. They'll go down to reach for it, but as they do, they'll roll over, and once you do that, that's a turnover every time. Trista Moore coming into the ball game for Sandoval as she will replace Natalie Knox. And the pass comes in to Andrews, overthrown for her, but Andrews reached up, got the ball, but as she was stretching for the ball, she didn't realize her left foot was standing on the sideline. A peculiar turnover, but nonetheless, turnover number 17 as Jasmine Tarleton comes back into the game. She will replace Carmen Wilderman for the Blackhawks. Back the other way, three-point attempt is up, and this one's a little bit long by Haley Dom. Back the other way comes Andrews as we hit the six-minute mark. She'll go out in the corner to Rawlinson, back up top to Tarleton. Tarleton going to dish it over to Evans, Evans to Andrews. Andrews says, let's back it up, set up the offense. She's standing right in the middle of the big black end there for Nokomis. That's where we are tonight. Over on the wing, shots up and off the iron and no good, but another offensive rebound. Courtney Evans with the rebound as she grabs the ball. She is fouled by the Lancers, and I believe this will go, yes, it will go against Cora Stevens. Stevens will pick up her second to the free throw line. We'll go Courtney Evans to shoot two. First free throws up. It's good. Laid on the front of the rim and finally decide to crawl over and go in. Evans has 5 points on the game. Second free throws up, and it's good as well. So Evans picks up 2 free throws, gives her 6 points on the game. Andrews is going to have a seat now as Brianna Daly will re-enter the lineup for the Blackhawks. Inbounds pass comes in to Avery Pope. She and Maggie McClellan doing the duties out at the guard situation. Down low in the corner is Haley Dom. She's the one who's had the hottest hand tonight, as she's hit three threes and has 11 points. But instead, this time it'll be Maggie McClellan trying the three. It won't go. Brianna Daly comes up with a rebound. Oh, nice one-hand pass as she sends it forward to Trista Moore. Her shot is partially blocked there by Cora Stevens, and the Lancers come away with it. 43-20 as the Lancers still looking to score in the fourth quarter. They're still looking. Shot missed. Shot off the backboard. Missed. They had two good opportunities. Couldn't get the shot to drop, but in fighting for the rebound, it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by the Blackhawks, as that time it was Reagan Rollinson. She has those knee pads on, and they really came into play that time as she's trying to get them readjusted now. She's ready to return to action with the ball over in the corner. Is Dom. She'll kick it back up top. It's McClellan between the circles. Now off to Pope. Pope goes inside to Stevens. Stevens tries to create space. It won't go. Shots up. No good. Rebounds up. No good. Stevens had the rebound. Had it poked away, and the Blackhawks come away with it and bat it out of bounds. The Lancers, you got to give them credit for the effort they're putting in, because regardless of the score, they're fighting after every possession. They want the ball every time. They got the ball this time, as Cassie Krager will inbound under her own basket. Over it goes, and inside it goes to McClellan. McClellan couldn't get a shot, so she decides to dribble out of traffic. She'll go out top, pivots, tries to look for somebody who's open. Now she said, let's take the dribble, let's take the shot. Off the iron, will not go. Fighting for the rebound was Krager. She comes away with it. They'll reload, shots up, off the iron again. Lancers just not having any luck finding range from three-point land. Now they'll go back door inside. Shots up off the glass and good. Cassie Krager gets the shot to drop as she worked hard to get that ball inside, and a good pass coming over from the other side. I believe it was from McClellan, but Krager got the shot. That'll give her 4 points. We'll have a timeout on the floor. 4:08 to go in the fourth quarter. 43-22. Sandoval with the lead. They'll have the ball when we come back after this timeout on WSMI. Pass is a long one. It is corralled there by the Blackhawks, and then it is Reagan Rollinson who comes up with the bucket off the glass for her sixth point of the game. Back the other way, Lincolnwood cannot get a shot to drop as they're fighting for the loose ball. It was in the hands of Sandoval. As she tried to dribble it, she dribbled it out of bounds, so it'll remain Lancers ball. They trail 45-22, 3:47 to go here in the fourth quarter. Pass comes in to Pope. Pope, the 5'5 freshman, on the dribble. She'll pick it up and give the ball off to McClellan. McClellan into Stevens. Over on the wing it goes to Dom. Dom's shot goes off the iron. They'll fight for the ball. And I'll tell you what, these Lancers are going to the floor for every 50-50 ball. They are fighting for every possession. This one's a jump ball. The arrow will favor Lincolnwood. And so Stevens is going to get a break now, as coming into the game will be Mary Anderson, the 5'5 sophomore. So Anderson getting some action here in the final 3.5 minutes. She'll come in, and the ball will actually be inbounded by Sandoval, as I thought it was Lincolnwood ball, but they said no, it's going to be Lincolnwood ball now, as it's deflected out of bounds. Last touch by the Blackhawks. Another substitution coming in as Sydney Herman comes in. And over the corner it goes. Shots up and good. Herman comes in and makes the shot for the three-pointer, as she evidently had to change jerseys. She's now wearing number 10, but as she picks up her second three, that'll give her 6 points on the game. And make our score 45-25. It's a 20-point game. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to WSMI. Following the timeout, Sandoval will inbound. They'll get it in to Andrews. Nave will bring the ball down on the drive. She's being contested there by Cassie Krager. She'll bring the ball up top. They'll give it off to Jasmine Simpson. Simpson going to look inside as they try to fire a pass intended for Courtney Evans. Goes right through her hands. That potato was just a little bit too hot. As Maggie McClellan comes back into the lineup, she will replace Mary Anderson. As the Lancers, with 3 minutes to go, will head down the other way. They'll get the ball inside to Krager. They'll go back up top. With the ball is Herman. Shots up, no good. Coming back the other way. It's going to be deflected and go out of bounds, and they're going to say it goes off of Sandoval. So on the Blackhawks, that will be turnover number 19. And we'll give the ball back to the Lancers with 2:46 to go. Inbound pass is thrown right into the hands of Sandoval. Shot goes up and hit by Jasmine Simpson. Simpson seemed like she was running to the basket and just decided, time for me to throw it up against the backboard. She does. A very unconventional shot, but the good end result, you could tell the teammates over on the bench, they were really excited to see her get a score. An unconventional bucket, but nonetheless, it goes down just like any other shot. Now it's Wilderman coming down. She's leading the pack. Excuse me, I'm sorry, that was Daly doing there. As Michaela Daly picks up the bucket, giving her 8 points on the night. Lancers deflect the pass out of bounds. It's going to say last touch by Sandoval. And Mary Anderson comes back into the lineup for Lincolnwood as we're just inside 2 minutes, 49-25. Pass comes in to Avery Pope. Pope brings it up on the dribble between the circles. She'll swing it over to Dom. Dom goes back to Pope. She'll drive the lane, give it off to Anderson. Off the iron, no good. Coming up with the rebound was Michaela Daly. Daly will give it off to Anderson as we're down to 100 seconds to go in this one. Long pass over everybody's head. Goes out of bounds. Turnover number 20 on Sandoval. Shall we say they're getting a little bit sloppy now, perhaps. Into the ball game, Jasmine Vickery, a 5-foot freshman, and she's seeing her first action. Looks like Amanda Seelbach is getting ready to come in as well. Andrews steals the cross-court pass, and then she has to chase it down before it goes out of bounds. She has the pass deflected and stolen there by Mary Anderson. Outstanding defense there by Anderson, the 5'5 sophomore. She'll bring it down, give it off to Pope. Pope back to Anderson. Anderson loses control, and it'll go out of bounds. Amanda Seelbach will come into the game as Stevens is going to re-enter the lineup as well. Amanda Seelbach, a 5'5 freshman, seeing her first action as Cassie Krager is having a seat. Avery Pope is having a seat as well as Stevens is back in the lineup for the final minute 14. Megan Parson will inbound, but they're going to wait till Courtney Evans leaves the floor. There's some more substitutions. Trista Moore back in the ballgame for Sandoval. Brianna Daly is on the dribble. She'll take it over on the wing to Jasmine Simpson. Simpson goes back inside to Parson. Into the corner it goes for a long three. No good. They're going to say off the hands of Megan Parson, so it will be Lancers' ball as we're inside the final minute of this, the first game of the Nokomis Regional. And it would appear that Sandoval is going to move on. And Wednesday night at 6 o'clock, they will take on Centralia Christ Our Rock Lutheran. Back the other way goes Dom, driving to the basket. She's hacked in the act, and to the free throw line will go Haley Dom. Haley has a 2. She has 3 threes. This is her first attempt at the free throw line. She'll eye the first after a few dribbles. Now she'll try it. Nope, she can't buy it. She'll get another one, setting on 11, looking for a dozen. She is the leading scorer for the Lancers tonight. She'll eye the second, try the second. Oh, it lays on the front rim and then would not go in. But Stevens comes up with a rebound, and Cora Stevens, the 5'10 sophomore with a putback for her fourth point of the game, makes it 49-27. Over on the wing it goes to Tarleton. Her shot off the iron, no good. Back the other way It's going to be a foul in the act of shooting as Trista Moore, I think, had the ball. And the free throw or the foul is going to be called against Mary Anderson, I believe. Mary will pick up her first. Trista Moore to the free throw line to shoot two. First one's up, and it's good. Gives her a half dozen. She'll get one more. She'll take four dribbles, then eyes it, then tries it. Oh, off back iron it goes. It won't go in. However, coming up with the rebound is Sandoval. It's taken away as now Sandoval comes back up with it. Loose ball there. Exchange possession two or three different times. Tarleton with the shot goes off the rim. No good. It's going to be Lincolnwood ball. Let's see if we can get one more basket here this season. Jasmine Vickery will take the inbounds pass. She'll bring it down the floor, the 5-foot freshman on the dribble. Inside 12 seconds we go to Stevens into the lane. Out top to Anderson. Her three-pointer comes up a little short. They'll go back the other way. Losing control of the ball. Going to be a jump ball. Nope, they're not going to call a jump ball. They're going to let it go free, and that's the way this one's going to end as Sandoval will come away with the victory 50-27 over Lincolnwood. We'll come back and recap this exciting action that you've been listening to on WSMI. Jen Graham, our producer back at the studio, been a busy night for her. She's had three games to deal with. First game was Litchfield-Pittsfield. Second game was Hillsboro-North Mac. And this game just finished, Lincolnwood and Sandoval. Our final score here is Sandoval 50, Lincolnwood 27. Taking a look at the individual scoring, the Lancers were led by Haley Dahm, the 5'11", or 5'5 freshman, who came up with 11 points, 6 points for Sydney Herman, and then it was 4 points each for Cora Stevens and for Cassie Krager, and 2 points for Avery Pope. Quarters of 2, 12, 6, and 7, the Lancers had 24 turnovers in the game. They were 0 for 4 from the free throw line, but I tell you what, this was a team that is young. It is inexperienced. It is an inaugural season, and they've taken some knocks this year. They've had some bad breaks. They've had some injuries. They've had some illnesses they've had to deal with. But this group, I'm here to say, folks, they battled hard, and I guarantee you there's nothing but better things coming for the Lincolnwood Lady Lancers. For the victorious Sandoval Blackhawks, they were led in scoring by Neve Andrews, who had 14 points. Then it was 8 points for Michaela Daly, 6 points for Reagan Rawlinson, 6 points for Courtney Evans, 6 points for Trista Moore, 4 points for Natalie Knox, and 2 points each for Jasmine Simpson, 2 points also for Jasmine Tarleton, and 2 points for Brianna Daly. They had quarters of 13, 11, 15, and 11, 8 for 13 from the free throw line. They committed 20 turnovers on the game, but they win for the 6th time this year. And Sandoval now will return to Nokomis on Wednesday night, where at 6 o'clock they will take on the Centralia Christ Our Rock Lutheran team. Tomorrow, our action will start off with girls regional from Gillespie, depending on how Staunton Vandalia and Gillespie Roxana games turned out tonight. We know we will have a boys contest tomorrow night, Gillespie at Litchfield. That's the starting time to be determined, depending on how things went at the Gillespie regional. Fighting Illini basketball also comes your way tomorrow night. Michigan State is at Illinois, live broadcast at 7 o'clock on WAOX 105.3, The Ox. But for now, from here in Nokomis, our final score one final time is Sandoval 50 and Lincolnwood 27. We would like to take this opportunity to thank all of the fine folks here at Nokomis for their hospitality. They always treat us so well when we come to town. Thanks to all of our sponsors, without whom we would not be able to bring you these high school basketball broadcasts. Thank you to you fans for listening in. Special thanks goes back to the studio to Jen Graham for producing tonight's game. Games, I should say, all three of them. One final time from Nokomis High School, our final score is Sandoval 50, Lincolnwood 27. Gary Volker saying so long from the hard court.